Now we're going to have a look at the Easter story, and I need some of the children to help me. I need at least five. So if anybody would like to come up, just come up. Let me count you as you come up. You might need to share, but that's all right. One, oh, no, that looks like it's going to be perfect. Okay, we're going to have a bit of sharing. Okay, so just need you in a line, okay? And we're going to go through the Easter story bit by bit, okay? And I'm going to give you something to hold up one by one as we read verses from the story. I'm going to ask you if you would like to, you don't have to, but if you'd like to do a little reading. But if you don't want to, that's okay, because I can do it for you or somebody else will, okay? That's just warning. So, Ivy, you are first. I'm going to give you something to hold up first, okay? Now, this is meant to be a big stone, just in case you can't tell. So we've got a word on it, betrayed. If you'd like to hold that up nice and high so everybody can see it, okay? Brilliant. Now, lovely. Now, would you like to do a reading or not? You don't have to? Yes, please. Oh, she's like, yes, please. Okay. I'll hold. In fact, Albert, could you just hold the stone for a minute? So, there you go. And if there's any words you need help with, I will help you, okay?
There.
Yep, that's it.
Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared with him with a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now, the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard, going to at once to Jesus. Judas said, Rabbi, and kissed him.
Amazing, thank you so much. Right, you can have your stone back. So that's the first part of the story. Okay, so that was from the Gospel of Mark. Okay, so our next one, this one's for you, Albert. Okay, there you go. Hold it up nice and high for everybody if you can. Can you hold it up even higher? That's it. It says arrested. Okay, so that is the next part of the story. Okay, now, would you like to read this one, Albert, or not? Yes? Okay, well done. You are so amazingly brave. There you go.
The men seized Jesus and arrested him.
Excellent. Well done. Very good. So you can hold your stones up if you like, okay? So Jesus was arrested and taken away from his disciples. They must have felt really confused, shocked, frightened. So what would happen next? Okay. Our next one. Do you like to have this one? Maybe two of you could do it together, I don't know. So on this one we have the word crucified, because that is what happened next. Would you like to do the reading? Yes. Okay.
It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, the King of the Jews.
Brilliant, well done. Right, if you hold your stones up for me, that is fantastic. So, maybe it was all a mistake. Maybe the soldiers would let Jesus go. He hadn't done anything wrong. But no, the plot against Jesus continued. He was brought before the Roman governor, people told lies about him, and Jesus was crucified alongside two criminals. Okay, the next stone. Would you two like to share holding that one up? Okay, can you hold it up? It says buried. Okay, because he was buried. So hold it up nice and high. That's it. Okay. Now, would you like to do the reading? Yes, I thought you might.
Okay. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled the stone against the entrance of the tomb.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, let me just go get my next one. Nearly there. Surely Jesus couldn't be dead. Maybe he'd survived the crucifixion, badly hurt, but still alive. But no, when Jesus was taken down from the cross, he was dead. They took his body and buried it in a tomb and rolled a large stone across the entrance. We've just heard that reading. Okay, so our final one. Here we go. I'm going to come all the way over here. Okay, would you like to hold this up for me? Thank you. That's it. You can hold it up. Let me come around this side because I don't want to block the view. So this one says hopeless, and I wonder if you might like to.
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him."
Thank you. Right, so if you hold your stones up. 2 days later, the women came to the tomb. Everything must have seemed hopeless. Their Lord and Master, who they had loved and followed, was dead and buried. The only thing left for them to do was put spices on his body and grieve. Or was it? The last thing they expected was for the stone to be rolled away, revealing an empty tomb. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to flip them over so they're the right way up. Because that's it. Albert, if you just turn yours the other way. That's it. Hold them up. Because they found that Jesus was risen. Yay, absolutely. Brilliant. And you know what? If the Easter story stopped at that point, well, before he was risen, in fact, if you turn them back over the other way, back to all of these words, betrayed, arrested, crucified, buried, hopeless, if the Easter story had stopped at this point, we wouldn't be sitting here today, would we? We wouldn't. We wouldn't be here at all. And thankfully, we can go on to read that Jesus was indeed risen from the dead. He was alive again. And we're going to look at that in just a moment, the next bit of the story. But for now, we're going to ask the children to go and sit back down and give them a big round of applause because they were incredible. And Jackie. Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. I hope I can see most of you from up here. Isn't it incredible that with no warning, really, they were willing to do a little reading in front of a church full of people. Such courage that we can learn from. So thank you, everybody who just helped me. we can be very thankful to God for giving us life and being with us. And probably most of the time, it's pretty good. Sometimes life is even great. We can't escape the fact that in varying degrees, it can be really tough too. God never promised us, his followers, an easy life. But we can find hope in the Easter Day resurrection story as we look at an account of what happened next from three of the Gospels. There are some everyday encouragements from that most extraordinary day in history. So I've actually pre-prepared some adults to do some Bible readings for me too. And I'm going to ask Maritala to come and have the mic and bring it to the right person at the right time. I'll let you know who it is. I'll read it out and then maybe you can wave so he knows where you are. So our first reading is James. There he is. So this is Luke 24:1-8.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must have been delivered over to the hand of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words.
Thank you. So, when we feel trapped, like there's no way out of a situation, we can find hope in the stone that was rolled away. God can make a way for us, even when it feels hopeless. Our next reading will be Elizabeth, who is at the front, right on the front row. And this is John 20:3-8.
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed.
Thank you. When we can't let go of our burdens, when it's hard for us to shed the things that bind us up, things that stop us being free, we can find hope in the discarded grave clothes of Jesus. He was able to remove them for good and start living his resurrected life. And God can do that for us too. We do not have to wait to experience true freedom in Christ. Our third reading, Ruth has, who is right near the back. That's it. And this is Matthew 28:5-8.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he has said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples."
Thank you. When we can't see a positive way forward, we can find hope in Jesus rising from the dead, the new life that that brings. And we can be like the women on the first Easter morning, taking the good news of the love of Jesus and his healing power to our friends, our family, colleagues, and neighbours. David Payne is next with Luke 24, 13 to 19 and 25 to 27.
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" And they stood still, their faces downcast. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" Jesus asked. And they went on to explain to him about Jesus' crucifixion, his burial, and the missing body. And he said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And so, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all their scriptures concerning himself."
Thank you. You might be familiar with this feeling when we just don't understand what's going on. Maybe things don't go the way we hoped or expected, or we get bad news. We can find hope in knowing that even in our times of not being able to fathom it all out, Jesus is already walking alongside us on that journey. We might not initially recognize that, but he is. And at the right time, he will reveal himself. You might even get an explanation from him, but there is no guarantee of that this side of heaven. We just need to trust in him being with us through the process. And our final reading, Ken has, it's just there, and this is John 20, verses 24 to 29.
Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Thank you. Finally, when we doubt our faith, when things just maybe seem too good to be believed, or maybe we don't want to risk getting our hopes up with the pain of being let down by God as we perceive it, we can find hope in Jesus already knowing our thoughts and feelings and either giving us the evidence that we need or blessing us for having the courage to choose to believe even when we can't see what he's doing. May God bless each one of us on this most wonderful day of celebration and hope.